Good morning to everyone on this special election day in Israel. People have many thoughts today. Some people are nervous. Some people are frustrated with a second election. Some people are angry at this party, politician, or another. But I'd like to look to Parshat HaShavua and another one of the themes that threads Parshat Ki Tavo to appreciate what we should be feeling today. First parak of the Parsha again, V'haya Ki Tavo Al Ha'aretz. The Medrash tells us V'haya is always a lashon of Simcha as opposed to Vayihi, which is a lashon of Tzar. And it makes sense because the parsha of Mikra Bikurim here speaks about how not only one should bring the Bikurim, but one should celebrate what they have. V'samachta b'chol atov asher natan l'cha Hashem Elokecha. We should appreciate all the good that God has given us, and maybe we can appreciate it more and be sameach with it because we appreciate that God has given it to us. We see this concept of simcha later in the parsha as well in the Tochacha, because we're told in Perchav Chet, Pasuk Mem Zayin, that the Jews are sent into Golut, Tachat asher lo avadata at Hashem Elokecha besimcha ubetuv levav, meirov kol. The Jewish people did not serve Hashem besimcha and with a good heart when they had everything. Rashi says, meirov kol, ba'od shehaya lecha kol tov. While you had it all, you should have appreciated it. And when you don't appreciate it, it's taken away. The Maharal sharpens this idea in his Gur Aryeh on Rashi, and he says, not while we had it, but because we had it, we should have been celebrating everything that we had. The Rambam elaborates at length about the simcha that one should have when doing mitzvot. Hilchot Lulav Perichet Pasuk Tevav, he says, this is an avodah gedolahi, of great importance, but sometimes very challenging. Rabbeinu Bachaya tells us, the simcha of doing a mitzvah is a mitzvah in and of itself, and there's a separate sechar that one gets for this mitzvah, in addition to and beyond the schar one gets for doing the mitzvah itself. In fact, in the Katakemach, Rabbeinu Bechai says that the Avodas Hashem b'simcha is even more important than the mitzvah itself, to appreciate and to celebrate what God gives us. In fact, we find it in a third place in the Parsha as well. When we look at the Vidui Maaser, the tefillah we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we complete the three-year cycle of Maaserot, we say, Asiti k'chol asher tzivitani. I've done everything you've commanded me. Hashkifa mimon kachacha min hashamayim uvarech et amcha et Yisrael ve'et ha'adama shenatata lanu kasher nishbata la'avotenu eretz avat chalav u'dvash. We've done what we're supposed to do. Please bless us in the land of Israel. In fact, Rashi says sharply, Asinu ma shegazarta elenu, aseata ma shealecha la'asot. Wow. We've done what you were gozer on us. Now please do what you should be doing. Very sharp statement to God. What does Asiti k'chol asher tzivitani says? Mean. Rashi says, Samachti, I was happy, the simachti bo. I was happy and I made others happy in God in the mitzvot. We see from here how far the mitzvah of simcha extends, not only to be happy, but to make others happy. Question is, do we appreciate all that we have, that we're able to be sameach and misameach others, or are we focused on what we don't have in a way that we lack simcha? Going back to the first pasuk, V'haya ki tavo al haaretz, the Or HaChaim comments, Leha'ir shein l'smach ela b'yishivat ha'aretz. The Or HaChaim says what a person should really be happy about is living in Israel. Life in Israel is the ultimate of the Jewish people and something that Baruch Hashem, sadly, we're able to take for granted. On a day like this, when we're able to vote in independent elections, we should think about how lucky we are to be able to do so. And there's a post that's been going around that I'll post here of a rabbi in 1949 in the first Israeli election, when it may have been easier to feel this right after the Holocaust, right after the founding of the state. Let's remember to not forget, to appreciate, and be sameach with what we have.